spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Was Scotty an a-hole?
What? That doesn't even go together.
It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And apparently, Scotty the Body, you were hosting trivia?
Yeah, so trivia is something I do. It's a side hustle. If you follow me on Instagram, at Scott Tavlin, I kind of keep you updated with all the events I do around Tampa Bay. So if you're interested in trivia night, just hit me up.
Sure.
I'll find the closest one near you.
Oh, good.
Thank you for that plug.
Absolutely. But on Tuesdays, I've decided I'm not doing anything on Tuesdays. But then yesterday, my boss called me. He's like, look, we have an emergency. You need to go guest host at this trivia location. I was like, all right.
I thought I said
I had Tuesdays off. But I went and guest hosted. When you guest host, you realize the people that are regulars at a trivia place, they love their normal host.
So, well, it's comfortable.
It is very comfortable. So I'm never going to win them over.
And just to say, if you're not a trivia person, the few times I have gone, it's like a weekly tradition for groups of friends, correct, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Tons of groups come out where it's like, this is what we do every Tuesday, every Thursday, whatever. We go out and do trivia. And so usually, like myself, I have a location I do every Thursday. Me and my people, we get each other.
Yeah.
But yesterday,
yeah.
I did not know these people.
So you're like the substitute teacher.
Yes. And they're like, who is this joker? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to win you over, but I'm not expecting to. And so as we get started with trivia, one of the things we do is at the end of each round, I ask you to go ahead and bring up your paper. I go ahead and grade it. Mm. So everyone's bringing up their paper. I'm going over the scores. I'm typing them into my laptop. And then this nice woman walks up. I grade her paper, and I give it back. And we kind of like, we talk about the answers a little bit. But then as she goes to walk away, I'm like, okay, going to the next person. She's like, wait, usually Chuck circles the wrong answers. And I was like, I literally looked at her and I was like, well, I'm not going to do that. And I kept moving.
Do I look like Chuck to you?
It's a new day.
And
Chuck
I said,
hair.
And I kind of felt like she kind of looked disheveled and she walked away. And that was round one. And usually at round five, we take a little like halftime. And like the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh my God, Scott, that was such a messed up thing to say. What an a-hole move. Oh. You just shut her down. You just said, well, screw Chuck. I'm not circling your wrong answers, ma'am. And I noticed the way I said it because I literally was like, well, I'm not doing that.
Oh my God.
And so
all she wanted to know was what she got wrong.
Well, wow. I tell you verbally, I'm not going to circle your paper.
You made her feel like a piece of garbage just for asking if you would do what Chuck does simply every week.
Not it, Chuck.
It ate me alive. Like literally the whole time I was like, oh my God, I'm such a jerk. I'm sure like because what I noticed, and this is how I knew I was a jerk. Like she never returned again. It was somebody else from her team. And I was like, does she hate me?
Yeah.
And so I went to the bathroom during halftime. I kind of like, you know, put some water on my face. I was like, I got to apologize.
Is this a scene from a movie?
Yeah, I was like,
he's in like a dingy bathroom with like one light bulb. He's like, I get it together, man.
Come on. You need to channel Chuck.
Like, smack in my face.
And then like Chuck's looking at him back in the mirror. And Chuck's like, I trusted you.
I told the boss there could be only one person to replace me.
You're no Chuck.
Chuck from the inside of the mirror punches it, but the mirror really cracks in real life.
And then it's me.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's it. That's, wow. Oh,
I leave the bathroom, and I walk directly to her table. And I get down by her, like her shoulder, and I'm like, look.
Oh, my God.
I literally look at her, I'm like, I just want to apologize. I said, because you know what? When you came up earlier and you asked me if I could circle the answers like Chuck, I felt like my I felt like my answer was such a jerk thing. And I realized, like, I was not trying to come off that way. We all do things differently, and I'm no Chuck.
Holly, what do you think she said?
Oh, man. I'm going to say what I hope she said, and that is, you know, I just really miss Chuck. But thank you so much for saying that because it really ruined my night.
Oh, no!
And I feel better now. Like, that's what I hope she said.
What did she really say, Scott?
No, she said, oh, it's fine. I didn't even really think about it. I was just, you know, I know you all do it differently and everything like that. And I'm like, wow, well,
okay.
For the past 5 rounds, all I thought to myself is I suck and you want Chuck back.
Well,
no does. Chuck, dang it.
You know what? She could have been lying because that's embarrassing. Like, if it's me and I really am hurt and then the guy comes up to me and is like, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to be like, yes, I was really offended by that. I'm just going to be like, oh, no big deal.
No.
But secretly, deep down, I'm like, wow, that was really nice that he came up to me.
Well, you know that she talked about you to her entire table and she was like, gosh, this guy was so rude to me when I took our papers up there.
They're going to like go to the manager of the place and be like, when is Chuck back?
Where's Chuck?
Yeah. Don't ever let Chuck take a vacation day again.
Well, everyone, send one up to good old Chuck, girl.
To Chuck. He's still alive, but
I was gonna say, like,
he'll be back next week.
Pour one out for Chuck, girl.
He's living in the mirror that one time, like I told you. That's all.